This niggun is a very holy niggun and only allowed to sing on special days. We play it by the chuppah. It is composed by the Baal Tanya with four parts, corresponding to the four spiritual worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Asiya is the lowest spiritual world. It has no end, and the end of the niggun goes back to the first part of the song, corresponding to Asiya. Being that the purpose of elevation is to make a dwelling place for Hashem, each part is intended to elevate the singer and listener to the next spiritual world. The fifth Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, paints a picture of the inner fire burning in our soul when singing this melody. As we draw a connection between the four parts of the song, the four spiritual worlds, the letters of Hashem's holy name, and the five levels of our neshama, the niggun gives voice to the human soul and strives to the divine. He concludes saying, the Baal Tanya, the entirety of Chassidus is within this song. The first part brings you back to a state of detachment and then into deep thought. The beginning of the niggun shakes you up. It shifts you from your place so that you break away from the mundane environment, from worries and concerns, from all the things you need. Then it continues, taking you into a yet deeper state of thought. You begin to wonder, why are you needed? What is the purpose of being in this world? The second part of the niggun is connected to the first. At its opening, you can sense a taste of bitterness, but immediately, it moves on upward toward hopefulness. The bitter nuances and the hopeful, uplifting nuances both come out of the shaking up and introspection of the first part. When you are shaken up and detached from your place, there's an element of bitterness, the discomfort and embitterment over your spiritual situation. When you meditate deeply on the divine purpose of why you are here in this world, that brings a ray of hope and a movement upwards. The bitterness and the upward movement are two opposites. Bitterness is feeling broken. It causes a low spirit that breaks your entire being and tears it into tiny pieces. The uplifting movement, however, emerges from a sense of your self-worth, from the sense that after all, regardless of your lowly spiritual state, you are a human being, the chosen of all creations, and you can always return and set yourself back in the place where you belong. These two opposite themes, bitterness and ascent, are fused together through the theme of hope. When you contemplate the divine intent that brought you into the world, hope emerges, the very introspection into your failings, the very sense of deficiency. The feeling that you are lacking in some way, that itself is the beginning of the healing. There is a well-known saying, all sicknesses will be healed by Mashiach, except those that don't know they're sick. The very awareness that you know that you have some fault that already starts the process of healing. The third part of the niggun, although connected to the fourth, follows after the second. The second contains that upward movement and functions like the kairach sandwich on Pesach. The sense of hope that unites the maror, bitterness, with the matzah, uplifting faith. It is then that you come to the third part of the niggun. The third part lifts the neshama above and beyond. Yes, it follows after the second, and in the second you feel powerful bitterness. However, in the third part, the emphasis is on the sense of transcendent elevation along with an outpouring of the soul. In the progression upward, the fourth part comes after the third part, but in truth, the fourth is in its essence entirely removed from the third part. You can see what a qualitative leap lies between the third and fourth parts. The fourth brings out the deep joy of the soul, not mere elevation, but deep pleasure and ecstasy of the soul. To go in detail of the third part, where we mention it's the elevation of the soul, is produced by a cause. That cause is lower quality than its effect. Just like bitterness, hope, and ascent of the second part are a result of the detachment, shooken up and introspection of the first, similarly, the elevation of the soul expressed in the third is a result of the bitterness, hope, and ascent of the second. The first reason why the fourth part has a connection with the first is because the higher something is, the greater its potential to descend downward when it needs to be drawn down. The second reason why the first is connected to the fourth, in Sefer Yetzirah it says, the beginning is wedged in the end. The planting of the beginning is in the end, since Hashem desires for Himself a dwelling place in the lower worlds, thus through the service of man.
Yeah.